Good morning. This is Morning Edition at 5:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News in Philadelphia. The Philadelphia Police Department is moving to its new headquarters on North Broad Street in the former Enquirer newspaper building. It comes with a new public sculpture, a police badge that's 9 feet tall hanging in a window. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the badge has been altered to reflect the history of abolition and women's rights in Philadelphia.
Normally, the standard Philadelphia police badge features in its center the city seal, which has been around since 1789. The seal features two allegorical female figures representing peace and plenty. That is what artist Donald Lipsky put in his original design for the new sculpture at police headquarters back in 2019. But since then, he changed his mind.
After George Floyd was murdered by police, I really was taken aback. And I thought, if I make a giant shield and put it in the window of the new police building, people will just throw rocks at it. For half the people in Philadelphia, the badge really is not a symbol of protection.
Lipsky points specifically to Frank Rizzo, who was police commissioner from 1968 to 1971, then 2 terms as mayor, and his legacy of brutality against the city's black community. So the artist made some last-minute changes to the sculpture, replacing the two allegorical women to actual women from Philadelphia history, abolitionist Lucretia Mott and the 19th-century black poet and activist Frances Harper. Lipsky said he hopes his sculpture will give police officers coming in and out of that building every day something to aspire to. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.